there.
All right. What's going on, Parshas Yisro? I'm really sorry that this year I am not doing the 40 miracles. We're not doing the 40 miracles this year. I'm very, very, I'm really, really upset about that. We did it last year. We did it 2 years ago. But we're not going to do it this year. Let's get into the beginning of the Parshas. It says, Vayishma Yisro choin midyan chosin Moshe is kol asher asa lakim lamoshe l'Yisro amo yote Hashem Yisro mi Yisraim. Yisro, the Kohen of Midian, the priest of Midian, went ahead and heard, he was the father-in-law of Moshe, everything that God did to Moshe and to the Jews, that Hashem brought the Jews out of Mitzrayim. So Rashi says two things. He heard about two things. Two things he heard were, number one, the splitting of the Yamsuf. The Yamsuf, the Red Sea, got split. That's number one. And the second thing is Mohammed Amalek, that they fought against Amalek. They went up against Amalek. So the question is, what's the what do we want with those two things? Why those two things? And what's the connection between those two things? Like, what's the big deal? Okay, I understand the Yamsuf happened. I understand. And I know that Amalek happened. They fought Amalek. But what were those two things? Why does it have to be both? Why not just one of them? If you saw a river split or a huge sea split and go 300 miles into the air, that's not enough to make you say, you know what, I want to be Jewish. That's not enough. You need like, oh, and they fought a war and they won. Oh, I'm in. I'm in. That's going to make you Jewish? What happened? That's number one. Number two, we connect it with last week's Parsha. Amalek is right at the end of last week's Parsha. This is what you got to do. You got to destroy Amalek for whatever reason, but it does say it over there. Why? What happened with Amalek that we have to destroy them? And what does that lead us into this Parsha? What did Amalek do that was so wrong? Number three, later on, Rashi says a line